Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here in our guest segment. Really glad you stayed with us. Thank you very much. And you're going to really like what happens here in this segment because you're going to get the latest in news and very accurate news. This is the Common Sense Show again, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we need to let you know there are some people that keep the lights on here. And one is a new sponsor to the Common Sense Show, Repair with Dave. .com. Oh, it's really cool. You'd get tired of getting ripped off by people in car repair business, right? Well, you got the lumber down to Zenina and the X part there and $1,100. What? I was expecting to pay $200 here. Well, wait a minute. Let me plug my little fixed device in here. F-I-X-D. Wait a minute. This thing says you're a lying, cheating, you know what? I'm taking my business elsewhere. Don't get ripped off again, folks. This little mock scenario happens all too often across our country. And we have a little device here. It's so cool. It's a fixed device, and we call it repairwithdave.com. And that's where you go. And they have a great sale right now. And never get ripped off again. Always know what's wrong with your car. I own two of them, and you should too. Repairwithdave.com. We're also brought to you by the best storable food company in the world. And with the threat of shutdowns, shut-ins, quarantine in your homes coming to America like it is in China for, what is it? Is it 80 million or is it 400 million? That's the debate right now. But regardless, that could come here, folks, and the food you have in your home is what you're going to have. And that's it. Don't mess around. We have 4 and 2 week specials, nearly 40% off. Restaurant quality food, 25 year shelf life. And people say, can I buy more? Of course, as long as supplies last. And that's the key. Because we had a record month at MPS last month. I'm saying the supplies are lasting. But also, you know, too, supply and demand. You know how that goes. And these guys are keeping their price low. Now's the time to buy. RepairWithDave.com. And then finally, Noble Gold. Coming out of a crisis, there's going to be winners and losers. Those who keep cash that turned to trash because it crashed are going to lose. Keeping all your money in the bank, you're going to lose. Diversifying, you're going to win. Diversify with gold, you're going to win big time. It'll be the golden rule. He who has the gold will rule, and you'll be able to stand on top of that mountain coming out the other side of a crisis. And why is that? Because you have gold and silver. We can convert your backed investments. What's backed in them? Nothing. Faith. How about gold-backed investments? How about buying some gold and silver and putting it away? And that's your bargaining chip for wealth coming out the other side of a crisis. Noble Gold can help you with all this. Give them a call, 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. And we're brought to you on a variety of platforms. KYH Radio in Utah, it's a big one, folks, the 50,000 water. And we're also on Global Star Radio Network, Red State Talk Radio Network, and their affiliates. We're on Megaphone that distributes to all the podcast services like iTunes and Spotify and so forth. And we're on YouTube, and we're on the CommonSenseShow.com website. And that is presently our reach, and that's the Common Sense Show, the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we're joined on our newsmaker line by Paul Martin, who's going to be a frequent guest on the Common Sense Show. And we have done many, many broadcasts together. And today we're going to be talking about the new scoreboard of viruses. Everyone's worried about the coronavirus. You may have heard that Corona paid Bud Light $5 million so they could change the name of the virus to the Bud Light virus. They were getting some bad press. Okay, so the coronavirus, Corona's really upset about the name of the virus after their beer. I even did a podcast on it. Hey, Corona's good. Oh, no, not that Corona. Shows the bottle of beer. This Corona. And ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, it's not just Corona you got to worry about. And here to tell us about it is Paul Martin of RevolutionRadio.org. Hey, Paul, what's up, buddy?
Probably way more than people want to listen to.
are afraid to listen to.
Yeah. Out of the box, of course, we've got this coronavirus, which all the numbers coming out of China are bogus. The deaths are probably into the millions. The infections are probably into the hundreds of millions. It's running now 17 to 20% death rate. And we've got a new bug out of Brazil, and they have absolutely no idea what it is. It's up on revolutionradio.org. I mean, they've been looking at this every way but Wednesday, and they have no idea what it is. So we'll keep following this one. They've also got an H5N1 breakout in the poultry in Germany.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And now they've got an H5N8 breakout in the poultry in China, along with their corona stuff. So, their coronavirus. So, it's, I've been following all of these class bugs for years. H5N1, the H3N1, H7N1, all these H5N8. And I knew, and you talk a lot about math and analytics stuff on your show, and with all these things breaking out over the last, that I've been following for 15 years, at some time one of these things is going to get crazy. And it appears, and there's massive documentation on it. Mike Adams has done a great job on it.
Yes, he has.
Other people, that they've been weaving different things into this coronavirus. And it's still up in the air whether it came out of the Wuhan bio level four lab. I think it was. I mean, they've done enough study on bats for God knows how long that the genosync, which would be very evident. But this thing has been weaponized four times from Wednesday. It's got HIV strands in it and all kinds of stuff. So this is definitely a bioweapon, Dave.
Well, I absolutely agree with you here. And I'm looking for something I want to read to you because you just triggered something in me and I wasn't prepared for this. Oh, here it is. This is on the communist CIA-controlled AOL.com feed. It's about as communist. They're worse than CNN. Certainly. But anyway, Trump made a comment that the epidemics tend to disappear at the end of winter. They burn out in April, blah, 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 blah. Nothing to worry about here. Thanks for watching. He quotes low-end numbers, of course. And I'm going to scroll down here. This is mainstream media. It says, the president's remarks set off some concern from doctors. He doesn't have a solid understanding of the threat at hand. Paul, you're about ready to fall down. I hope you're seated, because this is shocking coming out of the mainstream media. The statement minimizes the many critical factors needed for the containment of the outbreak and the prevention of further disease spread, such as adequate infection control, measures in contact treating. And then it goes on to say, data on the role of the temperature and climate of transmissibility are currently lacking for the coronavirus, namely the 2019-nCoV. And it says, Trump's suggestion the coronavirus outbreak will subside with the onset of warmer temperatures in the northern hemisphere is based on general findings, but not on this virus, which has proven to be unpredictable. Can you believe this came out of the mainstream media?
No.
What the heck are they trying to prove, Paul? I mean, I'm reading right here from a quote, right out of an AOL Communist CIA newsfeed.
Well, I mean, you know, with something of this caliber, I mean, these people have family. They've got grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles. They got children, grandchildren, all this other stuff. So, I mean, at some point, it's a come to Jesus moment. You got to tell the truth. I mean, if you've got any care about your family at all. But there is no doubt that this particular bioweapon is extremely dangerous. You know, they've got 11 military bases in the U.S. getting prepared to handle this thing, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, one of them is at the on I-90 at the foot of the Cascade Mountains, and that made the local news there on the local TV station. And I published that today on thecommonsenseshow.com, in which I said, this is like the Nazis, right next to a forest, right next to a military base for containment, holding people within. And they were really funny. Oh, the facility has bathrooms for everybody. Yeah, when you got 20 detainees already, that's about it. But what happens when they have 2,000 detainees or 20,000? Yeah, the floors of the containment facility will look like the streets of San Francisco when it comes to the poop quotient. And, Paul, they're out there. They're telling us containment's here. And I'm sure you saw the comparative article I wrote, where 5 years ago I came out and said medical martial law is coming and there will be no medical treatment. It'll be a hospice center, a death camp. And then this Celeste Salam from FEMA came out with a video on February 2nd, and you saw the companion piece I wrote to that today. Wow. They're here. All the things we've been writing about and talking about, Paul, for 5 years, it's here right now.
Well, it's so predictable. I mean, you look at all the political news, the complete implosion of the Democratic Party, and I think we talked about this off air earlier, that don't you find it interesting that just as Trump is acquitted, holy smokes, we got a virus coming out of China, infecting thousands and killing millions and blah, blah, blah. And you've written extensively about the connections with Nancy Pelosi, California government, and everything connected to the Chinese government. I mean, they're taking over the education system. They've already taken over Hollywood. They're the biggest contributor to Harvard, on and on and on and on and on. But I think it's interesting that Trump gets acquitted, and then TikTok, 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 oh, God, we've got a virus. Look over here.
I know.
Which we probably should. But I just think the timing of all of it is very interesting.
I wrote an article on this where I addressed something critical I want to get your opinion on. And I talked about the role of the Vindemans and also Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, we have already established with Alexander Daly, a researcher for the Common Sense Show. We've already established the fact that Hunter Biden sent F-35 technology to the CHICOMs back in 2015, and in a company that he owned 49% of the interest in, which was a subsidiary shell corporation of Burisma. And not we think he did it. We got it on paper. Now, what's interesting is now, and this is why I want to go back to Trump's comment, Paul. Trump's comment was so naive. Well, it'll be okay in April. No problem here. Wait a minute. Now, two members of his own party on the day of the acquittal for impeachment came out with an investigative demand, two separate committees headed by Johnson and by Grassley. And they asked the Secret Service, we want and we are demanding the travel records of Hunter Biden on Air Force One, Air Force Two to Ukraine and to China. And I've maintained the Democrats have a role in sending the biovirus to China. The Chinese did not invent this virus. They did not have the sophistication. This came from us. And I'll tell you, it went from DARPA, That's Vindemans, and they're part of the Soviet defector program. And, Paul, you know what I'm talking about here. With many years ago in the 60s and 70s, the Soviets said, we're sending our young kids, families to have kids, and they're going to infiltrate your institutions in one and two generations. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And the Vindemans fit that role perfectly. And what did Vindeman oversee? Well, he did embassy work in Kiev. He was connected to the arms industry, to NATO, and he was on the National Security Council. He had the ability to do everything I just said. And his older brother does banking investments. Guess where? Ukraine and the rest of Eastern Europe. And so I built this chain of custody command article where I maintain that the Democrats and the deep state were shipping the biovirus as a doomsday weapon to be used if they couldn't turn around the populism in this country under the direction of Donald Trump. And why would the Chinese go along with it? Well, because they want to thin out their population. They use too much of their GDP to feed their population. They don't care about human life. They've murdered 70 million of their own people. And if they could cause economic instability in the United States, Donald Trump might not get reelected. So I wrote an article to that effect. Paul, does this at all, my paradigm there, and I'm sorry for the lengthy explanation, but long story short with a question, does this fit into your paradigm of your understanding of what's happening right now? And if not, why not? And if so, how so?
Well, no, absolutely. I mean, you got to remember the greatest part of the GDP of China is feeding all these billion, you know, people plus. And you've got the one-child policy, which you've got a gazillion to one males to females, and I mean their economic situation is perilous at this point. We're going to look at, I mean, their auto industry just basically collapsed today. All the parts for all these phones and stuff, well, that just went south. They did try to, I think they might have tried to open up a Foxconn factory today, but that would be, that in itself would, I mean, these factories are huge. And, I mean, these people are sitting side by side, rows after rows after rows. That's a recipe for disaster for this virus. So I think it, in the short term, here, I think we're going to be okay for a while. But there's no doubt that the government is planning on this bug getting here, or they wouldn't be spending the money on 11 military bases to quarantine people. So you've got to look at that. And there's a great map up at dailymail.com of all the infection rates all over the world. And the one that intrigued me, because I had a little bit of background in it, was Japan. I spent a time over there in the Marine Corps. And if you've ever been to Japan, I mean, those places are sandwiched. It's shoulder to shoulder, you know, butt to rear, everywhere you go. The trains are always packed, and, you know, it's already in India. Can you imagine if this thing goes hot in India? But, I mean, you had all of these people that flew out of Wuhan days, just a day or two after this thing was known to the Japanese people. They were flying out all over the world. I mean, there are coronavirus cases literally all over the world. And they're telling us right now that we only have 12 in the United States. But I think it's very funny that if you read the news, you can go to Google and look up flu news. And I mean, there are city after city after city after city after city where they're just totally shutting down schools over this flu epidemic. They're already saying here that with the flu epidemic, quote unquote flu, that I mean we're running out of room. What are we going to do in the middle of a coronavirus? You know, and so this whole picture is looking really bad, Dave.
Well, I think in many ways it's worse than bad, and I think you hit on a couple of really salient points there. One of the things that was pointed out to me by a Chinese insider was the release of the virus has been in areas where it's been most impactful, in the progressive areas of China. Hong Kong is devastated.
Absolutely.
And they're in rebellion against the Communist Chinese Party. Shenzhen, its neighbor across the river, they are very progressive, and they don't want anything to do with the Communist Party. And they've had 25 million people in the region just quarantined. And then, of course, Wuhan is the most progressive province in China. And it was pointed out to me, this is not an accident. When the Chinese decided who to target, you know, on this self-destructive endeavor, they targeted the people who would cause them the most problems politically.
What have I been saying forever? These bioweapons are an easy fix for a government. Yeah, they shut down, right before I went to bed last night, they already shut down Shenzhou and Beijing.
Yeah, add Beijing to the list. You're exactly right. You know, Paul, we can't have a discussion on this topic without bringing up something old. But my 2012 departure of my FEMA friend, guy that I knew well, guy I hung out with a lot, and he bugged out. Why? Because he was in counter-bioterrorism, and he said, if we don't get populism under control in this country, and this is how his bosses were telling him, they're going to unleash bioagents. And he said, the world's never seen what we've got. And he would not elaborate to me because it was classified. And he told me this in October of 2012 to bug out just after Christmas, and he said, please do not release this information until I've left. And he was afraid of being a brown shirt and being killed for what he knew. And some of his fellow compadres were in the same boat, and they all left together to form a survival community that they were constructing for a few years. And what's interesting about that is he said, populism will trigger this. And this is in 2012, well before Donald Trump. Should we be surprised at what we're seeing?
No.
No, I totally agree.
Well, I was been saying for years, you know, I mean, there's still gun rights stories all over the place, especially in Virginia. But, I mean, this goes back to the militia movement days where I was doing radio and during the militia movement, and everybody's worried about their coming to get the guns. And, of course, we didn't have the internet back in those days. But I'm saying, okay, let's say they get City A. What are they going to do with B and Z? You know, B3Z. There's too many guns. And in current events, they still want the guns. We're going to come after your AR-15. We're going to come after your AR-17. No, you're not. Because you're not going to have anybody that's going to come and get them.
That's true.
Unless they use UN troops. And there ain't enough of them.
Which they will. Going back to Celeste Salam, in my article I wrote in 2015, or 14 in October, I said very clearly that the agreement that was fully functional was between HHS and the United Nations. And Celeste, in her February 2nd release, was quoting from the Federal Register, and she also identified the UN, and she used the same phrase, medical martial law without medical treatment. How do you like them apples?
That's such a cute term.
Yeah, but you know this. In the article, 17 federal agencies part of this group, and not one of them were medical intervention. The closest was the Red Cross. They don't do medical treatment. They transport supplies. But there was no CDC, no Doctors Without Borders, just the FBI, the State Department, DHS, and so forth, but nothing to do with medicine. So if they send you to the camp, you ain't being treated. You're going there to die. And this is why this choice of FEMA camp at the foot of the Cascade Mountains near the forest, see, it's remote. And when they burn the bodies, and let me just say this, what they're finding in Wuhan now, they're burning so many bodies, sulfur dioxide clouds are covering the city, and it's being picked up on satellite. I don't know if you saw that or not.
And yeah, I posted it. Absolutely.
Okay, and so what they're finding is that they don't want to be in the city. and a forest will help dissipate a lot of this. And you look at these quarantine centers, Paul, we know the location of the first one. I guarantee all of them are going to be in forested areas, just like the Nazis did.
Well, yeah, they had, I think, Wuhan, and there was a city to the east where they took satellite pictures, and you could see the sulfur dioxide giant plume. So they're burning. That's got to be hundreds of thousands of bodies. I mean, it's going to take a while to get through this, to get to the facts, if we ever do. But I think the chemical footprint is already out there, Dave.
Oh, yeah, but try to put this on social media somewhere, and no, I'm sorry, you're not permitted to say this. You know what? I got demonetized the other day on YouTube and for a video. And it was Mike Pompeo going to the governors. Did you hear about this? And he told the governors.
I watched it.
Yeah, okay. He said, you've all been infiltrated by the Chi-Coms. Accurate statement or not?
Totally accurate.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. And I got demonetized for quoting the Secretary of State. I mean, it's crazy.
Land of the free and the home of the brave.
And the censored. Put a zipper on our lips, man. Speak no evil. Don't you dare tell the truth.
Yeah, you got to go back to Trump, you know, oh, this is getting in April and blah, 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 blah. I mean, if he made a statement of any serious nature about this coronavirus, the markets would collapse.
I would agree. And that's what his main motivation is in an election year. But I will also tell you this, too. He's dumb like a fox. He initiated those Senate investigations. They coincided with the day of acquittal. Are you kidding me? He initiated that investigation. He knows what Hunter Biden's done. He knows it's going to be Air Force One and Air Force Two, and Obama and Joe Biden were facilitators in this treason. This is what I'm saying here on the Common Sense Show, that Biden, Joe Biden, the vice president and the president, former president, Barack Obama, are traitors, and they facilitated Hunter Biden's treason. And this is exactly what we're seeing investigated in the Senate right now. And Trump's statement was dumb like a fox.
Well, he's been waiting for this acquittal. And, you know, he's been dusting out the National Security Council. He got rid of the Vindemans and I think dumped 70 of Obama overholds in the NSC today.
Yes, he did.
So we'll just have to see how far he goes before the election. I think he's going to have a little bit of a tone for the supporters and, you know, get some stuff done. And I think the opening salvo will be shortly after the elections if we don't get hit by this virus in this country.
Well,
and I'm sure the Democrats would love that.
You're going to not like what I'm about to tell you. In an interview soon to be aired here on the Common Sense Show, I interviewed the president of the New California 51st State Movement, which will happen. It has Trump's support, has the support of the Senate, and all we need to do is win back the House. And California will be divided into two, and it'll be totally conservative, which is good news for conservatives for voting in legislative bodies. But you know the Oroville Dam situation. Paul Preston has a lawsuit against the state of California for basically malingering, and you could even get into sabotage. The spillway is not working. It is leaking like a sieve. And if it goes, that means the dam at some point will go. And what a lot of people don't realize is when that dam goes, it's 75 miles an hour of water coming out 30 feet high, and it will reach Sacramento in less than an hour. It takes 3 days to evacuate a city the size of Sacramento. That comes from one of my FEMA friends. And these people will never know what hit them unless there was a warning. But that warning would have to come at least 3 to 4 days in advance. It could take out as many as 1.5 to 2 million people, wipe out 60% of our agriculture because that's one of our breadbaskets, particularly with rice. It's the second world's largest rice supplier. And then 60% of our retail crosses I-15. Coming into the ports of Long Beach, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Oakland, and so forth. And that would be greatly interrupted, so the economy would just totally go on stall. And Paul and I both agree. the virus is the opening shot of the doomsday strategy of the Democrats because they know they can't win the election. But we think the Oroville Dam could stop the election. What do you think?
Without a doubt.
And do you know what else they have in these? Do you know what else they have in these dams, Paul? Have you heard about this, about the destructive devices in the dams and why they're there?
No.
Okay, they have ADMs in the dams. Paul and I have done shows on this. And this has now been declassified, but it was classified for years that in the Cold War, we were afraid that the Russians would invade. So we went to high-powered dams where flooding would be devastating to an advancing military. And they put ADMs in there, atomic demolition munitions. Now, they're local tacticals is what they amount to. They're not going to blow up a city and kill 4 million people. But they will devastate a region, they'll take out a dam, and the flooding will be catastrophic. And there are ADMs in Oroville. It's one of the dams that was designated by Eisenhower to have ADMs put in it. And Paul thinks that the spillway will be a phase one, and it'll build up, build up, build up, and then boom, here go the ADMs. That's his operating hypothesis right now. Now remember, this is a man who's in touch with the power centers of California to create a 51st state. We're not talking nutcase. He's a man that talks to people in the Trump administration on a fairly regular basis, and I have living proof of this. And he is a man who has a lawsuit against the state of California over negligence or intentional negligence on the Oroville Dam. So, Katie, bar the door, Paul. I think this is the Democrats' final straw.
Well, I told you right after Trump, I mean, we were doing shows right after Trump was inaugurated. Make America great again. This is anathema to everybody in the world, but you and me and people like us. And I said shortly after that, even before the, or in the middle of all the Russian collusion and all that stuff, that they're going to go for scorched earth. And that's exactly what you're talking about right now.
Yes, we have been saying this for over 3 years. But I think the Democrats really believe the deep state really thought they could get him out administratively. That's why they started with the FISA warrants with Obama. See, this is why I believe Hunter Biden was on Air Force One, too. Because Obama's been after Trump since before the election. And we know. Well, here's something else I found. Well, this is really interesting. I published an itinerary. And the itinerary was in January of 2016, and I had the flight numbers, the hotel stays, and the times, the presenters, and the topics of presentations. Now remember, Ukraine's a sovereign country. Ukraine is prosecuting Burisma. Now we know the Democrats are involved in this, both in the Privia and inside. And they brought the prosecutors from Ukraine in January of 2016 under the Obama administration, and they had senior level officials from the State Department, the DOJ, this is all Obama people, telling them how to prosecute this case. Wait a minute, they're a sovereign nation. Who the hell are we to tell them how to prosecute, except this could have been titled, "This is how you avoid touching the Democrats who are really your friends." What do you think of those apples? And I published the itinerary, Paul. There's no question this happened.
Well, all of this stuff at some point is going to come to an end. The only thing that can shortcut, in my Marine Corps opinion, is this coronavirus. I mean, this could take the breath out of a lot of things, and I think you've already had a little birdie twitter to you that they're possibly getting ready for you to stay in your house and don't come out.
Yeah, that's as we speak, and probably by the time this interview airs, the discussions will be over. But I do know that key federal agencies involved in quarantines in martial law are having meetings to decide what policies will be enforced. One of the things I know they're discussing, because Gaynor, the acting director of FEMA, gave this to Trump, and I have a partial list. Some of it's classified, and they wouldn't give me the whole list for obvious reasons. So I have a partial list, and one of them was home confinement as a means of quarantine. But this is exactly what they're doing in China. And in China, when you go outside the house, what do they do to you?
They take you away.
You broke up a little bit, Paul. Say that again, please.
They're chaining people, barring people, putting bars up where people can't even get out of their apartments over there.
Yes, but they're shooting people for violating quarantine.
Yep. Well,
hold on just a second here. We're talking with Paul Martin of RevolutionRadio.org, and we are brought to you by, in this segment, RepairWithDave.com. Don't get ripped off by unscrupulous people who are trying to sell you products at car repair places that you do not need. You just plug this into your car and it gives you an instant report, and it's accurate 99.9999% of the time, and you won't get ripped off again. And if you're buying a used car, this is indispensable. This will more than pay for itself. Go to RepairWithDave.com and take advantage of this great offer and the special that's there. Well, we're with Paul Martin here from RevolutionRadio.org, and we're talking about the progression of tyrannical quarantines and martial law in the event that the coronavirus gets bad here. Paul, do you think that we would ever enact such a belligerent and stringent and deadly quarantine protocols like the Chinese shoot on sight?
Anything's possible at this point. I don't I know a lot of military and a lot of law enforcement, and I find that kind of hard to believe, but I can see. We forgot a little subject. Remember, the people were fleeing out of Shenzhou and fleeing into Hong Kong, and I think we talked about this, Dave.
Yeah, Shenzhen to Hong Kong, and the Hong Kong people are rejecting them. So where are they going to end up? Well, gee, who's a puppet state of China? Mexico! And they built the deep water ports there in the 90s, and they just shipped their infectons there. And I said, here's your warning sign, Paul. When we start hearing reports from DHS, and you won't hear it in the news, but I'll get those reports. When DHS and the Border Patrol begin to talk about Asian apprehensions above normal, this is when it's happening.
Well, I can't see it not happening. Because with the Chinese, as you've written about, I don't know how many times, running Mexico, running the cartels are running the coyotes, and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't, I mean, we've already had several flights into the United States, Omaha, San Antonio, San Francisco, and it's late, I can't remember the other. But we've already had four flights out of Wuhan into the United States. So it's, I think as powerful as this weapon is, it's only a matter of time. And the press will try to keep it quiet. Trump will kind of, as bad as I'd say this, Trump will have to keep it quiet until it's just a national emergency. And
he's got to protect the economy. You're exactly right.
Well, the first notice of a breakout in San Antonio or Omaha or San Francisco, wherever it is, and God knows where all of these people were flying to or traveling to. And you know, there's a report out today, and I haven't put it up yet, but this virus can last up to 9 days on handrails, doorknobs, elevator buttons, anything people touch. Think about that.
No, I did. I walked into a public restroom today, and I'm thinking, "Ooh, I just touched the doorknob coming into the restroom." That's my first mistake. You don't want to use public restrooms now. You do not want to use public restrooms. If you're behind, contact the toilet seat. And I'm not trying to be graphic here. I'm just being medically factual. But if you're behind, contact the toilet seat. That's Transmission City right there.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that article. And plus, this little bug, the normal flu from coughing and wheezing and sneezing and all that stuff, usually has a 4-foot range. This one has a 6.5-foot range.
Why do you think it's so expanded?
Just because of the bioweapon itself. I mean, this thing has been hand built for destruction. They want to give it all the power that they can. And I go back to that map that's up at dailymail.com out of the UK of all the cities around the world that have Infecticons in their country. And the head of the African Medical Health Institute saying, this could be an absolute nightmare here. Mm-hmm. And you've got thousands and thousands of Chinese that are in Africa on different projects. I think there's like, last report I saw, there was like 500 a day that were flying in. And they get them at the airports, and, you know, they check their temperature, and that's it. Nothing else. And this thing can run for 3 or 4 weeks now. The reports are you can be infected, and you've got super carriers. They had one in China, one super carrier just like the Ebola, where you can carry the weapon for a very long time before you even have any problems with it. And how many super carriers were out there? They had back in the last Ebola outbreak in the Democratic, the DOC, Democratic Congo, they had several of these people. And no telling how many of these super carriers are out there. I mean, this is head-spinning stuff, Dave, and my head's spinning right now.
My head's spinning, too. This is just goes beyond all logic. As the mainstream media surprisingly said, I pointed out a while ago, this is just bizarre that they'd come out and be so honest about how bad it is.
Well, I think we're gonna have to wait a little bit. But when I saw that first report in Japan that there were 15 infected, and I've been to Japan, and I mean it's like a sardine can everywhere. I mean I looked at that and it just took my breath away.
Uh huh. What do you make of it? Is it going to go global? Is it going to go hot in Africa because so many Chinese are in Africa now and they're building infrastructure there?
I can't see it not. I think this, I'm not a professor like you, but I could do a college course on quotes. But one of my favorites is Prince Philip out of England. And he was getting interviewed, I believe it was 1988, a reporter from Deutsche Welle out of Germany. And paraphrasing, of course. Gee, Prince, you've been, you know, you're married to the Queen, you got castles everywhere, you've been all over the world, you've done everything a human being could do. What possibly, if you came back to Earth, what would you want to be? He goes, a virus.
He did say that.
Yeah.
He did say that, Paul. It's not like, gee, we think he said this terrible thing. No, he said this.
Yeah, you can look it up.
Yeah, in fact, a lot of the globalists have made their depopulation comments frequently. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg said we shouldn't allow degenerates to reproduce themselves. And she was talking about Roe v. Wade and keeping it in play. And I'm thinking, well, excuse me, Ginsburg, who's degenerate? Would they be Latinos, whites, blacks, Jews, Catholics, atheists? Who are they? Who were you talking about that should be birth controlled? Did you ever see that quote from her?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I was stunned. She sounded very much like Teddy Roosevelt, who said something really very similar. Teddy Roosevelt was a racist. He may not have been in the contemporary time he lived in, but today his views were very racist.
Well, bottom line is, these people have been talking about this for years. You've got Bill Gates, you've got his dad, and now, out of the box here lately, we got to get a vaccine for this.
Well, they need vaccine. For their vaccines.
Yeah. Whatever you do, people, do not take a vaccine.
You just got us censored, Paul. Thanks a lot. You can't say that anymore. Did you know that? Do you know in Britain right now and in the UK, they want to throw you in jail for any public criticism of vaccines, like they're all equally safe?
Yep.
Wow. Pretty amazing.
Well, I mean, yeah, this is going to come to an head at some point. There are a couple of medications that have had some effect. Good news. And right off the top of my head, it's called Reversil. And it came out today that's having an effect in hours. So hopefully something like that will beat this thing. But I don't think that the New World Order criminals, the Democrats, the Chinese. I mean, the Chinese got to wipe out a lot just for food.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, I mean, this is going to be a day-by-day deal. But I think a lot of the numbers that are coming out of China are so bogus, and we talked about this earlier, about those sulfur clouds coming out of Wuhan and in the city to the east of it, where they're burning bodies. But I mean, this is something that we really need to pay attention to, because it's possible. What was Dustin Hoffman movie? Outbreak.
Outbreak. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and they had the general with the map, and he was showing the outbreak and how it spread and stuff like that. I mean, as far as China's concerned, that's a pretty accurate map.
I never thought of it that way, but I think you're making a lot of sense there. I think that's exactly right. Should have had China up on that map rather than the U.S.
But exactly, and hopefully it's not the U.S. But you know, bottom line is, you people ought to prepare to hold up in your house, you know, have enough food, have enough water. If you've got people, relatives, family, they're out in the country, out in the middle of nowhere, kind of like where I am, that would be a great place to hold up. You don't get on trains, don't get on subways. I mean, we don't know exactly what's happened to all these people on these flights that have come in from Wuhan.
No, we don't. We do not know. And but we do know in China, they can't burn the bodies fast enough.
And that's why I'm saying all the numbers are bogus. If you're going to have a sulfur cloud that big seen from space, and you can Google it up, or I put an article up on Revolution Radio today. But that sulfur cloud out of Wuhan was huge. Huge.
Well, it's a city of 11 million people.
Yeah.
So if let's just say they have a 5% death rate. 10% of 11 million is 1.1 million. Divide that in half, that's 550,000. And let's just go for 2.5%, which would be extremely low for a death rate. That would be about 275,000 people that are already dead. How do you
like
that?
Well, I mean, it's already public. It's 15, 17%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going low-end estimates. So, gosh almighty, I mean, you're going to get up over a million people just in Wuhan.
Yeah.
Wow. This is scary stuff. It really is. Paul, tell people how they can read more about this, because you've got a really good news aggregate site. Tell people about that.
Oh, this is kind of the real smart guy in the dumb redneck radio show. I run revolutionradio.org, and it's kind of Paul picks. I mean, there's 15 million articles out today, but I think, as the old saying goes, Dave, hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
Yes.
Because in my lifetime at 64 years old, I've never seen anything like this. And I mean, it's confirmed this is a bioweapon. It's confirmed that they've weaved all kinds of stuff in this, including the HIV. And they're already saying it's going to be a year to make a virus.
You mean a vaccine?
A vaccine for this. To get, you know, the modicum amount of testing.
That's if you believe vaccine will work in this case.
Yeah, no.
That's a big if, Paul.
Yeah.
That's a big if. My friend, we are flat out of time. Again, I want to let you know we're sponsored by RepairWithDave.com. Don't get ripped off again. Use it to buy or preliminary check out your used car purchases as well as your car repair purchases. Don't get ripped off. RepairWithDave.com. We've been joined by Paul Martin of RevolutionRadio.org. Check out his website. And Paul will be back with us again next week. Thanks, Paul.